Welcome to your High Vibration Life podcast with Robin Openshaw, also known online as the Green Smoothie Girl. When you're living your high vibration life, you're healthier in every way. You're more productive, creative, peaceful, and loving. Your high vibration life is calling. And now your host, Robin Openshaw.
Hello, my friend, and welcome back to the introduction to your high vibration life. This is episode 2. I have been dying to share more with you about why learning about vibration has everything to do with your health and your happiness. I'm Robin Openshaw. I'm the Green Smoothie Girl. And in this episode, I'm going to show you what my high vibration life looks like and why I nurture and protect it, because it's simply the most radical discovery of my life. If you remember my metaphor from episode 1, it's discovering the doorknob. Today's the day I share with you something that should blow your mind. It's a principle from quantum physics that I want you to think about and play with from now until the next time we meet. I'll share this incredible physics principle with you in a minute. First, though, set physics class aside and let's remember back to psychology 101 in college. Okay, do you remember Abraham Maslow? He is widely considered to be the father of modern psychology, and he developed a concept called the hierarchy of human needs. You can go to the show notes to look at a graphic of the hierarchy of needs right now, but Maslow's hierarchy of needs shows how we start at basic needs in life, and we move up a pyramid of those needs where, generally speaking, we become happier and more at peace and more connected in all ways the higher we are on the pyramid. So the hierarchy of needs really clarifies how we are different from other mammals. Animals stay in the lower levels of the hierarchy, and the top levels are truly what make us evolved human beings. The bottom of the hierarchy of needs is air, food, and water. And sometimes it's represented as having sex be part of that, okay? So if it's air, food, water, and sex, keep sex in mind as literally just procreative or, you know, meeting a basic physical functional need. So these are our most basic needs. And then you step up into safety. And in the safety category, you're concerned with getting stable employment, acquiring property, at least on a basic level, getting shelter that you have that you can come home to every day. So you work on this for a period of years of your life, whether you've ever thought about it or not. Then you move up into the category that Maslow called esteem. And that is where you are thinking about meaningful relationships. You're developing confidence. You are discovering achievement. You're tapping into the respect of other people and for other people. Okay, so you may work at this for the rest of your life, and probably most people stop right there. But the highest level of Maslow's hierarchy of needs is self-actualization. This was what he considered to be the gold standard. And it's a very rare person who gets to live at this level. And it's not that you just got born into privilege, because people of privilege, people of wealth, aren't any happier than people born into pretty dire poverty. But in self-actualization is where you're capable, because you've got all the other levels mastered, you're capable of a higher abstract moral code. You are creative. You are filling your highest purpose on the planet. And so Maslow felt that most people just never even touch that top part of the pyramid. They can't if they're struggling or stuck at a lower level. But it's where the really good stuff happens. You know what I see is that people are unable to reach that self-actualized state because they've lost their health. By the time they've moved all the way up that Maslow's hierarchy of needs, they've lost their health. You heard that saying, a man with his health has many dreams. A man without it has only one. So you see, most of us are still working at lower levels of the pyramid. So it's almost pointless to talk about self-actualization when someone isn't getting enough food. Okay. But this is also a great metaphor for vibration. Achieving your high vibration life is where physics meets psychology. Psychology. can't very well teach you transcendental meditation, for example, if your whole nervous system is a mess because you're eating tons of Doritos, when that genetically modified corn and that deep fried rancid toxic oil and that monosodium glutamate, MSG, a neurotoxin from the Doritos get into your system and start causing a lot of autoimmune and neurological problems. Maybe the beginning symptoms of MS or ALS symptoms. How can I talk to you about elevated spirituality or some really high vibration practice? You get it? So that's just a pitch for sticking with me to take a good look at the base of that pyramid when we get into that in future episodes. The diet piece, all I ask is that you make one change and see how that goes. Would you agree that if I teach you one change and you do it for 30 days and you see a huge impact on your health and happiness, you'd be begging me for another change to make, right? Okay, well, that said, working to increase your vibration isn't just for the Gandhis and Mother Teresas of the world who've arrived at a satisfactory place in all those lower areas on the pyramid, so they can spend lots of time thinking about really high principles and core values and how to end human suffering and all that stuff. Because having a higher vibration for sure helps you in the stability and trajectory of your career and in the character and depth of your relationships, and so much more. Those are all worthy causes, of course, and it's where most of us are working. Anywhere on the hierarchy needs pyramid, wherever you're working, that's where you're at, and that's okay. So as we take a step in the right direction, be it something so basic as addressing a food we're eating or not eating, we can start either a trajectory upward or downward in our frequency pattern. That one first thing you put into practice actually creates some energetic momentum you can then capitalize on. It's going to get easier and easier. Momentum is important in the study of energetics because you'll remember from physics, bodies in motion tend to stay in motion. So when you undertake one thing to increase your vibration, you're now far more likely to tackle a second thing and then a third thing. It gets easier and easier. Just sitting still and listening to this, you're going to start the energies of thought and intention. Just make sure you go into motion because that's where you get an upward trending frequency going and it just goes and goes. But another fact of geophysics is that the Earth itself has been increasing in measurable vibration in the past couple of decades. And that has such exciting potential for all of us. And here's why. This is it. The principle of quantum physics I shared in 88 cities in 2014, a substance of a higher frequency can cause a substance with a lower frequency to increase. Why is that exciting? It's exciting because it means I can change my frequency. By the way, let me say something about how a substance of a higher frequency can cause a substance of a lower frequency to increase. It can happen literally by proximity. There are so many ways to energy exchange. So a high vibration substance, even in your energy field, increases your own frequency. This is a radical thing for you to learn. Stretch your arms out right now to your sides, unless you're driving. That circumference is your approximate energy field. By the way, this can be demonstrated with the chaotic frequencies coming off of your cell phone. We'll get into a little bit about kinesiology, which has been very well documented in how a major muscle can respond to higher vibration and lower vibration things, or even thoughts about those things. This is energy medicine. Let's think up some examples here of a substance with a higher frequency that can cause a substance of a lower frequency, maybe that's you, to increase. That means that if you eat something that is higher vibration than you are, you're going to increase. And that's going to show up in higher energetics that attract higher energy people. It's going to show up to attract opportunities. It's going to show up to attract you a raise. Money is going to show up. This is the law of attraction. Okay, if you spend some time in the presence of someone who has strong, positive, high vibrations, Like you sit and talk to someone who's in a great mood, or they're talking about some exciting project that they're working on, they're super passionate about, you'll increase. It could even be on the phone. Or let's say you use a powerfully energetic plant substance in your healing instead of a low vibration chemical drug. You'll increase in frequency. Let's say you stop using ibuprofen, okay? 16,000 deaths a year, 100,000 emergency room visits from ibuprofen alone in this country, and those are just the reported ones. Let's say you stop using ibuprofen and you start using a turmeric supplement. Okay, they both get rid of your inflammation, right? But one takes you down energetically and one takes you up, up, up. Okay, frankincense, essential oil, put it on the bottom of your feet, increases your energy. And just because I'm talking to you excitedly about something I'm passionate about, that may be raising your own frequency, but I can also increase the smoothness, the consistency, and the strength of your frequencies by doing a grounding, peaceful, calm meditation with you, which we will do in a future episode. So you got to ask yourself, do you want to be up-leveling or down-leveling? Of course, I'm sure you said up, not down. So now it'll be key to that to start becoming very conscious of how our every small choice takes us one direction or the other. See, I think it's really powerful to know and start to become really conscious of what the up-leveling things are and what the things are that take you down. What are the substances you want in your energy field? A podcast, by the way, is substance. Okay. It's sound waves being transmitted energetically right now and is having a significant effect on your vibration. Did you know that energies right now are flowing from me to you? I want to help you raise your VIQ or your vibrational quotient. You and I aren't physically together, but actually we are. With the sound waves of my voice and the electrical charge of my words formed into energetic transmission of thoughts. Did you know that you can train yourself to let negative energies from others flow through you rather than to get stuck in you, slowing down your vibration and flow? We are going to dive into that. Think about how you will be using sound waves and energies all day today. What will you do with this incredible power that you have? What does this mean in terms of your impact on others? Are you ready for it? You've been transmitting energies your whole life, raising or lowering hundreds, probably thousands of people's vibrations. And now, in the age of the internet, you can have an energetic influence on millions. Before the digital age, that was possible for only kings and queens and American presidents and movie stars. Certainly not for a suburban mom like me. I absolutely feel that responsibility. It makes me very careful about what I say, especially now that I've started this podcast and I have a new platform to transmit energies. See, some people say podcasting, but I'm going to get all tricky on you and I'm going to call it transmitting energies since we're now talking about stuff in that way, right? One of the ways you can increase vibration is through movement. Another is through sound, like music or even just listening to specific frequency tones. Another is through words and even the way you speak, the actual tones of your voice. I discovered this set of CDs recently. It's called Whole Tones. And I met the man who put this together, who is a great student of frequency and vibration. His name is Michael Tyrell. He designed all of this music to resonate at 528 megahertz. This is the vibration of love. This is the vibration of the universe. This is the vibration of the life of a blade of grass. This is your optimal vibration. And I'll put the link to get his amazing music in the show notes. Later, I'm going to tell you specific things that you can do with it. I'm going to teach you how to use it for an unparalleled sexual experience in an episode coming up on Tantra, or the art of pure energetic connection in a loving sexual relationship. You can listen to that podcast or not if it relates to you, but we are going to get into that and you'll want that whole tones music for that episode.
So check out this little music sample from the 528 Hertz CD that Michael Tyrell did.
I promised I would talk about the hertz of energy. Now, I use the hertz because it gives us a common frame of reference because it's a measurement that we understand as electrical. There's a number of other measurements that have units of measure you're not familiar with. But one of the frustrating things about how embryonic we are in all things vibration is that we don't yet have a Fitbit for it. You know, a thing on your wrist to keep track of it. Our doctor doesn't have a scale for it. And that's actually one of my big, hairy, audacious goals is to be able to deliver to you a measurement device for your vibration, because then you get really, really clear on the effect of all of your choices. But a healthy human is 62 to 68 hertz. Below 62 to 68 megahertz, disease states start to show up. People with a candida overgrowth, they register at about 55 megahertz of energy. People with very end stage cancer can be as low as 25 megahertz of energy. Just a couple more, we can get into more of this in another time, but chicken, beef, and pork have a megahertz of energy of 2. Greens have about 70 megahertz. Rose essential oil is well over 200, okay? Off the chart. It's one of the most high vibration substances ever measured. As you think about your own personal frequency, your vibrational quotient, your VIQ, generally speaking, it's not static. It's always moving. Okay, so I'm wondering where you feel stuck. Stuckness shows up in your energies often as a feeling of frustration, an inability to move something forward. Forward is where we want to go. It's where your energies, when they are flowing and in sync, it's where they go. Maybe your life is looking pretty good from a lot of angles, but there's usually some kind of stuckness in a specific area if things aren't flowing. When we look at you holistically, knowing that everything affects everything else, well, that one thing can hold back your energetics overall. That one thing can have a cascading or spillover effect into the other good stuff. Your life emerges out of your personal vibration, however strong or weak your vibe is. So if you've gotten stuck in patterns of thinking about negative things, that's an example of what can have a spillover effect into the other areas of your life, like your physical and emotional health, like your financial health, like your relationships. Let me give you an example. I want you to be so inspired by this that you can make changes, that you don't listen to this and say, oh, she's talking to everyone but me. I'm too far gone. Listen to this. Did you know that in the next 90 days, you're going to be given a completely new liver? That's right. Every cell of your liver will be new in just 3 months. Those billions of cells will have the same DNA, but they could be built out of completely different materials and they could be vibrating 10 hertz higher. You want to build your next liver out of negative, abusive self-talk and diet soda? A topic for another day will be what happens to your vibration when you tell yourself that you're stupid or fat or not good enough. Deepak Chopra says that the vast majority of our thoughts are negative ones, and 95% of them are just replays. It's only 5% of your negative thoughts that you even just, you know, creatively came up with. We're literally saying the same negative things to ourselves today that we said yesterday and the day before and the day before that. And we'll talk about how to turn that around. And we'll do a meditation that you can use anytime to train you how to treat yourself like the child you love most in this world. What difference in your wavelength, your resonance would there be if you built your next liver out of green juice and the talk of love and compassion? and the smooth, strong energies of doing yoga stretches outside in the vitamin D of the sunshine for a few minutes every day. Did you know that all of these things that you could choose and other daily choices you make affect the very resonance of your cells that may either attract or repel what you truly desire in your life? Your vibration actually attracts opportunity, other people of similar frequencies, a truly loving, intimate relationship if you want that, and even more money if that's something that you care about. This is the law of attraction. The movie you saw, The Secret, it didn't define it for you. But I'm telling you right now that this is the root of the law of attraction. As you put confidence, positivity, energy, love, compassion out into the world, those are the high vibration emotions. People are confident in you. They love you back. They are attracted to you on all levels. They want you to work for them. They want to work for you. Okay, so part three next time in this three-part podcast introduction, I'm going to tell you what the law of attraction is all about in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And I'm going to tell you what my high vibration life looks like now. Plus, in part three, we're going to introduce the How High Is Your Vibe quiz. This is where you'll discover how high the level of your ability to attract all the good stuff into your own energy field is. There are about 14 things we'll use to measure the quality of your vibration. This is how other people are experiencing you, whether you know it or not. So make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me, go to the show notes and I've given you a phone number where you can call in and record a question for me. And I will do Q&A sessions really soon. I believe a high vibration life is around the corner for you. I absolutely do. So I can't wait to see you next time in part three of my launch party. See you then.